This week, the National Marine Fisheries Service published new rules meant to reduce salmon bycatch. KUCB's Alexandra Gutierrez has more.
The National Marine Fisheries Service has finalized Amendment 91, which sets new rules for the Bering Sea's pollock fishing fleet in an attempt to reduce Chinook salmon bycatch. The comprehensive plan is a product of a joint effort from NIMS and the North Pacific Fishery Management Council. While Amendment 91 contains some enforcement measures, it also hinges upon incentive plans proposed by the pollock fleet itself. The incentive plan agreements, or IPAs, help place some responsibility on the industry for monitoring enforcement rather than making NIMS the first and last authority when it comes to reducing the accidental catch of salmon. Stephanie Madsen, the executive director of the At Sea Processors Association, says the IPAs take a carrot and stick approach. Here's what one might look like.
These incentive plans have to be at the vessel level, you know, so it can't be at the co-op level or at the sector level. They have to be actually incentives that, in essence, change behavior on the water. So you do that by preventing that vessel with bad behavior to fish in areas of good pollock catch or high roe recovery. If there's salmon bycatch in that those areas and they can't perform at a decent level, then they're not allowed to fish there anymore. Those kinds of things.
The NIMS program also sets a hard cap of 60,000 on Chinook salmon bycatch. If more salmon than that are accidentally caught, the pollock fishery will be closed. It also puts in place a soft cap of just under 48,000. That's a goal number for NIMS and pollock trawlers to keep in mind, and if fishing vessels exceed that limit regularly, harsher rules could be implemented. The last major component of the plan involves increased observer coverage. Observers will be required to count each Chinook salmon caught by pollock fishing vessels. While gear like salmon excluders have helped reduce bycatch in recent years, a peak in bycatch a few years back prompted the North Pacific Council to consider improving its management plans, says Gretchen Harrington, a NOAA Fisheries Plan Coordinator.
We had our highest bycatch year in 2007. After that year, that's when the council started developing this program, and that was the impetus for them to set one, a maximum limit on bycatch. So even in years when Chinook ocean abundance is high, bycatch is capped.
Incentive plans are being considered until October 1st, and the program will go into effect during the 2011 pollock A season. In Unalaska, I'm Alexandra Gutierrez.